fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 20th of April. Prepper tip of the day. Here it is. It's a little catchy little phrase that you've probably heard before, but it's worthwhile remembering. Plan for the worst and hope for the best. That's it. Plan for the worst and hope for the best. That's words to live by and words that everybody should be aware of and hopefully incorporate into their very being. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Don Kubley. Don is the proprietor, the owner of InterShelter Domes, and we're going to talk about how these came into being, what they are, and how that they're now finally, after several years, available to the general public. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be illegal, sir. So, you're up in the frozen northland of Alaska, aren't you, sir?
I'm actually sitting on a beach in Juneau watching the tide come in. I'm about, I found your, a lot of your writings and warnings about the rise of the oceans fascinating, because I'm literally about 75 feet from the Pacific Ocean here in front of my house, and
right,
I've been for
right
some time, so that's very interesting to me, to say the least.
Well, but
before we get going, John, if you
go
don't
ahead
mind, sir, I would like to thank
please
you for your service.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm honored to be on the phone with you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Well, with all your interaction you have with various governments and militaries, you're about to become aware of something you may not have thought about, Don, but you interact on a regular basis with men and women who already know about the rising ocean levels because of the security clearances they have and the contacts that they have. The government's known about this for decades. They've been getting ready for it for decades. That's why Fortune 500 companies and government agencies are moving to the metro Denver area, Denver being the highest altitude sitting west of the Mississippi. Atlanta, Georgia is having a similar burst of economic activity. Atlanta is the highest altitude major city east of the Mississippi, which will become the new eastern capital. And, of course, Denver will become the major western capital for the whole country. And just yesterday, Don, we found a new image of North America with new coastlines on a hugely popular TV show, NCIS. right on the wall of the director. And every episode that shows that office wall, image is there. It'll be posted on my website before the end of the day. Now, Don, your interest in building these domes, when did that begin, sir?
Well, in my college days, I became good friends with the gentleman that invented these. He was a two-tour Vietnam veteran, Marine medic, and his dream for these was to get all homeless veterans off the street. That was his mission in life before he passed. He had Agent Orange dumped on his head for a couple years, and then he had a real bad habit of smoking. He smoked for 30 years, and so he passed fairly very young. And he's the one that invented these things, and I worked with him for several years before he passed, and tried to help him get his business legs underneath him. I don't know how much you've worked with the artistic type or the inventive brain, but the artist or inventive brain and the business brain, it's like a left brain, right brain thing. And he just was unable to take business advice well, just couldn't get it off the ground into mass production, and was making some mistakes that I felt were unnecessary, and I walked away from it. I loved it. I loved the product, and I loved him. He's a good brother, but I just said, you know, Craig, good luck with it. And 10 years later, he called me, and he said, Donnie, I'm dying. I've got cancer from head to toe, and I've got diabetes, and if I die and my molds are sitting out there in this warehouse, nobody will ever know what I invented. And you're the one guy that always did what you said you'd do, and I know that that you can make a success of this. Would you please come in and take this and run with it? And whenever you have a chance, you know, do what you can to help the homeless vets. And I made that promise and went down and took the company over, and we've been slogging through it for almost 20 years now.
Amazing, amazing. Well, I first found out about your Intershelter domes in 2014, and by then you were successful to the point where several governments, I don't know how many, and several militaries, I don't know how many, basically were eating up all your production, weren't they?
Yeah. In fact, it's amazing you said that. And by the way, I don't know how many people have called in that are listening right now, but when you're on hold to talk to John, you're listening to Barry Sadler's Green Beret. And it's a fantastic song, and it's really kind of fascinating. Just day before yesterday, I was in Texas sitting around a table. I can't tell you what company, but I was at one of the largest military contracting companies in the country, if not the world. And around the table were all former Delta Force Rangers, Green Berets, SEALs, all retired colonels or higher, and talking about using the domes as rapid deployment special ops camps in this global war on terror. And it's getting pretty darn exciting, to tell you the truth. You know, John, we've all slept in tents. Whether you've been in the military or not, we all know that.
Did we lose Don? Hello, Don. I think we lost Don. Well, he's talking about living in tents. Yeah, I've spent many, many a night in a GP medium or a GP small or a command tent. And it's not the best housing, but it's better than no housing at all. Don, you back?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. You know, we lost you there for a moment.
You know, many years ago, I had the great honor of meeting with most of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon. One of our state senators here arranged a meeting for me, and I opened up the meeting in a way that really got their attention. I brought in a set of silverware, a knife, a fork, and a spoon. And I said, gentlemen, besides this silverware right here, there's very few things that the military used in the Civil War and the Revolutionary War and wars before that you're still using today. I said one of them is a tent, because that's what they use. That's what the Roman legions used when they conquered the known world. And right. But it's really time to take that next step. What we feel we've done is bridge that gap between tents and stick-built houses or cans, trailers. And there seems to be a lot of people that are starting to agree with us, and the light's going on, and hopefully we're going to start making life way more comfortable for those folks that are serving us around the world today.
Well, I think there's a high likelihood that's exactly what's going to be happening here, Don. Now, for our listeners, here's what we're talking about. We have two sizes here, 20-foot and 14-foot, and it doesn't sound like a whole lot of space, but it can be expanded where these 14s and 20s can be connected together, can't they, Don?
Yeah, and they really are much bigger than they sound. The 20-foot dome is 20 feet in diameter, 12 feet high. It gives you just under 320 square feet of floor space, but because the walls are the frame, every square inch inside of them is usable, which gives you 1,290 cubic feet of usable space. That's the equivalent of 3 9-by-12 rooms. It's an amazing piece of architecture, and the first thing that people say when they walk into one of these buildings is, wow, I cannot believe how much space is in here. They can be connected together in any configuration you want. A real popular one for command posts and, for example, Doctors Without Borders uses them all over Africa for operating theaters and medical clinics is because you can have five windows and five doors in each unit, you can put one dome in the middle and then connect four domes around it. It looks like a clover leaf. And you just walk right into the next one. This also works for mess halls. You can put the kitchen in the middle and put all the cafeterias around it where the soldiers can eat or the construction workers. So yeah, their versatility is really one of their strongest assets besides their portability and their strength. These things will they go up as fast as a tent, and they'll take a 200 mile an hour wind and a 30 foot snow load. We have domes that have been on mountaintops in Alaska for 20 years that are exposed to that type of condition every year. And there is zero maintenance, zero structural issues of any kind.
Well, that's good to know. And when you mention cafeteria, that reminds me of the a la carte nature of the dome homes, where you aren't stuck with just one configuration. You can, just like a cafeteria, and you walk down the line, you can pick and choose what you need and not choose what you don't need. And there's even a ballistic resistant upgrade available if people want it, isn't there?
That's exactly right. You know, a lot of people say, well, will they come with bathrooms or will they come with kitchens? You know, there's a million ways to use these bloody things. And so what we do is, John, is we sell a blank canvas. And you can draw a stick man on it, or you can paint the Mona Lisa. You can make these things you can't believe the way some people trick these things out on the inside. Or you can make them as Spartan as you would like. My moose and caribou hunting lodge, it's been up in the Alaska Range by Fairbanks for 15 years. We've got three bunks, a picnic table, a big bar, and a little place to cook, and that's it. And that's all we need. And we're totally comfortable but if you want to make them fancy, anything you can buy in a Home Depot, you can plug in, hang on, or put into a dome. So it really you can make it anything you want it to be, and that's really one of the great things about them. Everybody has a different idea.
Now, to get the basic structure assembled, you're looking at two people. It could be two men or two women or a man and a woman, a ladder, and simple hand tools, just to get the basic structure erected, correct?
The 14-footer, you can do it with two people, yes. And you don't even need a ladder. All you really need is a step stool for the 14-footer, because they only have an 8-foot ceiling. For the 20-footer, you really do need three, because this is a substantial building. The panels are bigger. They're not heavy. I mean, there's 21 panels. They're just around 50 pounds apiece. Two eight-year-olds can move them around. But you need, because of the size of the panels, they're a little bit cumbersome. You know, it takes two people on the outside to put the panels into place and one guy on the inside giving directions and lining up the pre-drilled bolt holes. So the big one, we say three people, 3 hours. The small one, two people, 1 hour.
Okay. Now, other upgrades. Now, for example, if you're going to be installing one in a semi-tropical environment, say Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, you wouldn't necessarily need the insulation package. But if you're farther north, you can get the insulation package, can't you?
That's exactly right. We had a homeless community in Los Angeles for almost 15 years right downtown on Skid Row, and there was no insulation in any of those. And one of the great things about the tropical climes, we're all over Africa. We're in Haiti. We're in a lot of very, in fact, I've got one that's been in the Mojave Desert for almost 30 years now, and it looks like it's new. But the great thing about, especially the 20-footer, it's a fiberglass composite. The best way to picture what the material looks and feels like is the nicest ski boat, fiberglass E-boat or mega yacht that you've ever touched. It's really a sophisticated, high-tech fiberglass composite, and the white ones reflect a great deal of the heat of the sun. So on a 90-degree day on outside, inside the dome with no air conditioning and with no insulation, it's only 75 degrees. I mean, they're so bright when you're standing next to them, you literally have to put on sunglasses. And so they're great in temperate tropical climates. In fact, the Army Corps of Engineers uses them in the Marshall Islands in the South Pacific just for that reason.
Now, tell us about the standard colors and the custom colors that people can get, Don.
The standard color is white. That's the standard color. The custom colors we have a color chart. I think there's 30 or 40 different colors on there. It's basically every color under the sun. And if you need a custom, for example, this one in the Mojave Desert, although originally it was white, they painted it several years ago, and they decided they wanted another one, and sent us a picture of the dome now, and we were able to go out and find a gel coat that was exactly that color. So, you know, we can make it the color of somebody's eyes if they want. There is a chart with about 30 different colors on it. It's on my website, innershelter.com, and you can just pick and choose. There is an upcharge, a small upcharge for a custom color, because they have to go out and get that gel coat. The standard color is white, but we can make them any color under the sun.
Now, if a person chose to, they could paint it themselves once it was constructed, couldn't they?
Absolutely. In fact, the one you have that looks like camo on your website, that's my hunting, right. That's my moose and caribou hunting lodge. That originally was white. Okay. And we painted it green and then took some gray and black spray cans up there and took some branches off the trees around it and put some highlights that look like the branches. I mean, they become invisible.
right. I've done the same thing. Yeah.
In fact, the ones that we were all over northern Canada, all seven of the Parks Canada Arctic Parks uses us up there because they're bear-proof. And I don't know how much time you spend in Canada, but they're anal about guns. You can't carry a weapon in Canada, which makes Alaskans feel very uncomfortable. But
I bet.
so they got these beautiful Arctic parks along the coast up there, and you got all these hippies in tents sitting there looking at the beauty of the ocean, and you got all these polar bears coming in off the ice that are hungry and mad, and there's no ice and no seals, and these poor people are just like human burritos to these polar bears. And we got three park rangers stuck in one of my domes about 3-4 years ago with a 10-foot polar bear trying to eat him for lunch.
Oh, boy.
And never got in, and now we're all over the coast up there.
Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's taken 3 years, but now I'm finally able to be a dealer for the Inter-Shelter Domes. These are fantastic mil-spec products, the 14-foot dome, the 20-foot dome, everything you need to have safe, secure shelter. It could be a vacation home, a rental property. It could be emergency accommodations, any number of things. Really, the only limit is your imagination. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, you can scroll down to the left side to the section on the domes and get all the details. It's quite an opportunity here, I believe, to have a shelter that you can put together with simple tools. All you need is two people and simple hand tools and a ladder to put these together. Really simple. You don't need any special construction expertise. So check that out at my website, libertyman.com, the Inter-Shelter Domes. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 20th of April, visiting Mr. Don Kubley, the proprietor of Inter-Shelter Domes. Don, we got a caller on hold here. We got Mark in North Carolina. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I've got a question. I'm not looking at a picture, so it may be answered if I saw the picture, but is there any flooring, and can it be raised off the ground? Say you want to raise it off the ground a little bit, would you have to build a platform, or is there a solid floor?
Hi, Mark. How are you this morning, sir?
Just fine, sir. Thank you. I appreciate all your effort there at helping the veterans.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
That's a blessed thing to do,
man. Thank you for your service, sir. we do have a flooring system, but it's a military-grade plastic floor that rolls out and basically gives you a surface between you and the earth or the pad. Most people, Mark, build a basic wooden pad, or you can put them on concrete. It's real simple to build a wooden pad with basic building materials you can get at Home Depot with pyramid blocks, 4x4s as your base, 2x4s and plywood, bang. You can lift it up as far off the ground as you need. For example, in Alaska and Canada where there's permafrost, you got to get them at least 3 feet off the ground so you don't melt the permafrost below you. You got to let the cold blow underneath the house. If you melt the permafrost, all of a sudden you're in a mud hole. Or there are places where near rivers or lakes that sometimes rise where you want to be able to get far enough off the ground that if it does flood, you're just going to be sitting up there watching it go underneath you. I'd be more than happy to send you a diagram, blueprint of that system. Very easy to build. You can do it in an afternoon with a couple buddies, and it works just great. And if you're in hurricane country, you just bury a couple of those concrete blocks on the corners. These things will take a 200-mile-an-hour wind. If you're in hurricane country, you'll have hurricane parties in them.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I was saying, this is, with this economy, I've got a backyard. I'm thinking it'd be nice to put one of those up, raise it up, put a toilet in there, and I could rent out a little tiny home and bring in some extra income.
Oh, absolutely.
Is something like
that. Yeah, absolutely, or you can throw your mother-in-law back there.
There you go.
That's a great use for them. In fact, I've got a lady in Tennessee that's putting 100 of them up along a river. There's two people on the same river that have property, and they're this lady's putting up 100 and he's putting up 30. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're putting kitchens and bathrooms in them. And Mark, my email address is don@intershelter.com. And if you would like to see a copy of that blueprint for the pad and some of the ways you can finish out the inside with bathrooms and kitchens, a real popular one is this. Picture a pizza, you cut it in half. On one side of the pizza, you have a bathroom and a kitchen, and over the top of the two of them, you have a sleeping loft. You can sleep four or five people up there comfortably. On the other side of the dome is your living room and your dining room, and they're perfectly comfortable. You could rent those out all day long, and frankly, you'd probably have a waiting list to get in them because people really enjoy living in these things.
Okay.
So essentially, they would pay for themselves, pretty much.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you.
And be sure if you do write to us directly. What promo code are you using, John? Because we give discounts to people that are coming in from John and want to make sure that you get the promo code.
Right. Right. Well, that would just be the John Moore Show.
Yeah. Just mention the John Moore Show when you write, and we'll be sure to take excellent care of you.
Okay, there'll be a link on John's page. It'll
right. Everything's right there on the left side. You know, everything's right there on the left side of my homepage.
Yeah, every one of the different uses takes you right to our website. But if you do an inquiry, just mention John Moore, so you get the discount. And you can also write to me directly, don@intershelter.com, and mention that you want to see the flooring system and some of the interior designs, and we'll send those to you, sir.
Well, perfect. Okay. I really appreciate that.
Mark, thank you for the
you
call.
You bet, Mark. Right. You have a great day, sir.
Got by bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 20th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find some interesting free downloads there, such as a book older than the Christian Bible titled The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, a book that's sold in the business book section of most bookstores and mandatory reading in almost all military academies. So check that out and download it read it. You'll be glad you did. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. That's what it is, a marvelous healing device. If you've got arthritis pain or back pain, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, most likely the Energy Cleaner will help. If it doesn't, I refund your money. It's a 30-day money-back guarantee. How about that? You're risking nothing when you get yourself an Energy Cleaner. You can read up on the patent application information, the excellent testimonials. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal, the most secure way to make payments online, MasterCard, Visa. And, of course, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Mr. Don Kubley, the proprietor of InterShelter Domes up there in Juneau, Alaska. And we're talking about a wonderful product, permanent housing for yourself and your family, a getaway, a vacation home, a rental home. All limitation is your imagination, right, Don?
It really is. There's just an amazing amount of ways you can use these. It is limited to your imagination. I mean, hunting and fishing lodges, construction camps, homeless communities, migrant worker housing, backyard rentals, as the gentleman mentioned earlier, man caves, shops. I mean, they're used by AT&T on mountaintops across Alaska for survival shacks and telecommunication shacks, because they'll take a 30-foot snow load in those high winds of 200 miles an hour, military applications. I mean, really, it's just, the list goes on and on and on.
Right. Well, I got a lot of photographs posted, and the use is being made from these. When a woman gets involved in decorating, for example, they can be just as attractive and cute as cute can be sitting on a tropical beach. Or if it's just the male side of the family, it can be a camouflage dome in the middle of a forest. And it fits in regardless of the environment, doesn't it, Don?
Well, it really does, you can, these things literally become invisible if you want them to be. I'll tell you a funny story. Parks Canada, as I mentioned earlier, uses them in all seven of their Arctic parks. In the first couple years they used them, they were just buying the standard white ones. Excuse me. In the wintertime, even though they had GPS coordinates and they'd be coming in by helicopter back from wherever they were researching or working, they couldn't find the bloody things because you couldn't see them from above. They would blend right in so well because they're round. There's nothing to catch the eye. Right. So even though they knew they were hovering right above it, they couldn't see it. So all future domes that go to Parks Canada now either have four colored panels on the top, orange or red or some bright color, or actually now they're ordering the whole dome is orange, so they can find the bloody things because you really can make them just disappear.
Well, it does not surprise me at all. It does not surprise me at all. Well, the dome is nature's perfect shape. That's the shape of an egg. The reason it can withstand 200 mile an hour winds is because it doesn't catch the wind. So the dome shape has a lot going for it. I worked down with a man who built 19 steel reinforced concrete domes. He's since retired, and that's a great shelter also. But I've worked, and I can't find any manufacturer I would trust to build one. And that's the state of the art with the steel reinforced concrete domes, which of course are permanent. Once they're set in place, that's it. Where with the InterShelter domes, you can take them apart and move them and reassemble them if you choose to, can't you?
Well, they'll come down in 40 minutes, and the whole building will go in the back of a full-size pickup truck. But listen, if you do want a concrete bunker, you can do that. If you want a tornado shelter, you don't have to bury it. All you need to do is put a concrete pad under one of these things, bolt it down to it, and call your local pool contractor and have them come out and shoot a couple inches of shotcrete on it. And you got yourself a concrete bunker. It's as simple as that and very inexpensive. I think the last time I checked, it was under $1,000 to put several inches of shotcrete on one of the 20-foot domes. So well, you don't have to... You don't have to bury I know most people that are preppers don't call themselves preppers, and I don't call myself a prepper, but I got a call a couple years ago from National Geographic Television, And they said, Mr. Kubley, we read this article in Business Week about you guys, and it's all our staff's been talking about for the last couple of weeks. These domes are awesome. And I said, well, thank you. She said, well, would you mind if we came up and did a doomsday prepper show on you and your domes in Alaska? And, you know, I was a little bit hesitant because some of those doomsday prepper shows are a little bit, you know, over the top. And I said, well, let me think about it. And she said, really? I said, yeah. So I called my moose hunting buddy. We have one up in the Alaska range that we moose and caribou hunt out of. And I told him about it. And he said, well, you better think about it, Don. You know, so she called back and she said, Mr. Kubley, I think I probably forgot to tell you something. I said, what's that, ma'am? She goes, do you know what our number one show is on National Geographic Television? I said, I don't know, Deadliest Catch or, you know, Gold Rush Alaska. I don't know. She said, no, it's Doomsday Preppers. By many times. She said, we get 7 to 8 million viewers a week. She said, if you bought a spot on my show, it would be close to $100,000 for an advertisement. I'm offering you an hour for free. Are you sure you don't want to reconsider that?
Right,
and I
right.
said, you know, okay, let's do it. So we took them up to our moose hunting lodge. I rolled a moose over it. For anybody who wants to see it, it's the second season of Doomsday Preppers, and the episode is Pain is Good. And now we are in the top five preppers of all time show, and the only three people that beat us spent over $1 million on what they call bug out shelters. And for preppers, that's the place where when it hits the fan, that's where you go to hunker down. All these guys, the only three guys that beat us, one guy bought a missile silo, one guy built a castle, and one guy bought a battleship. And
right.
and all we did was buy an extra case of beer and a couple steaks and took these people
right.
up there.
Right.
And,
right.
And so these things are, you know, they make, I know you got preppers listening to your show. These are the ultimate bug out site.
They are. Well, I met that young woman with Doomsday Preppers, and they have a reputation for making the people on their shows look like complete idiots. You were very fortunate not to fall under that spell.
No. And that's why I said no at first.
Right.
You know,
right.
But I got to tell you, I got over 2 million hits on my site within 6 months after that show.
Well, of course, they have a huge audience, a massive audience.
Yeah,
we got a caller on hold here, a gentleman who used to build the domes, and in fact, he told me about Inner Shelter to begin with. Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
It's a real pleasure to listen to you guys go through this.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. My back was tired of shotcrete. I couldn't build those other things any longer. Besides, you can't get a loan to build them hardly. Even though they're VA and FHA approved, the local banker won't build them. Won't help you.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
We
go ahead.
No, you go ahead, sir.
I was wondering, you said it'll take up to 30-foot snow load, no argument at all. So has anybody ever covered one with earth? Not near that deep, necessarily.
Is
there any reason that you couldn't, or should you, or shouldn't you, or what?
Go ahead, Don. Don, are you there? Did we lose Don? Did we lose me?
No, I still hear you, John.
Okay. Well, Don got disconnected, apparently. Hopefully he'll get reconnected here soon.
He'll be back.
John, can you hear me?
I can now. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm on here. Yes, you can put dirt over them. And what some people do is they grow vegetables, you know, they plant stuff on it. Remember, you can bury them under dirt, but the difference between dirt and snow is that snow is a equally distributed slow process. So it will take a 30-foot snow load, but remember that it comes down evenly and
sure.
and gradually. So there's no doubt it'll take the load of a few feet of dirt over it, but you just can't come in with a front end loader and dump boulders on top of it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah, you can absolutely put a couple feet of dirt on these things. And there's this new thing I've heard about recently called hobbit houses, and a lot of people are using them for those.
Yeah, I've seen some of them on the internet. John, I was wondering, this community that you advertise on your website and the Ozarks with the bunker and all.
Right.
Do you get a house on top, a traditional house or a small place?
It's a small stick-built cabin is what it is. And
I wonder
if they'd
let them use one of these domes.
Well, we're going to be talking. The owners are friends of mine, and we're going to be talking about incorporating the intershelter domes into what they're doing. Absolutely.
Man, that sounds like a perfect marriage.
I'm sure glad you said that. I was hoping somebody would say that.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, they go up quick.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't build a stick house, really, a traditional stick house that'll take winds of any degree.
No, not really. No.
And, of course, termites love to eat that stuff, so you got to poison the ground and all that other rigmarole.
Yep, we'll be talking.
Yeah, that's the other thing about these. There's zero maintenance ever. They're like land yachts. No termites, no vermin, no insects of any kind can penetrate these things. It's fiberglass.
One other question. I've seen some of the video or some of the YouTube stuff you've got, and it's very impressive, to say the least. But I was wondering, when you start laying those panels, is there any kind of sealant you use between panels, or do you just trust the overlap?
That's a very good question. First of all, let me tell you, there's a guy in the Olympic Peninsula in Washington State. I was born in Ketchikan, Alaska, where it rains 200 inches a year. I didn't know there was any place on Earth where it rained more, but there is, and it's on the Olympic Peninsula. Yeah, it's wet. We live in a rainforest, so it's worth it. But this guy lives on the Olympic Peninsula where it rains 220 inches a year. And he's got one of the original prototypes that Craig built by hand in his shop. And it's 30 years old plus. And he's had it out there in the Olympic Peninsula all that time. And he never sealed it. And he brags about it, that he's never had a drop of water in it. That's not what we recommend. Your question is a very good one, and this is how we do it. When you put the dome up, you don't tighten down the bolts. You leave the nuts loose on the ends of the bolts after you stick them through the pre-drilled holes. And then so then your panels are kind of loose, and they gives you some flexibility to move them around. And before you ratchet down the nuts, you just go around. It's very obvious where the panels are going to overlap, like fish scales, where they touch. And you just go around the panel with a little bead of silicone caulk, marine caulk. And if you're going to move it again, you use temporary caulk that peels right off. It works the same as permanent. If it's going to be a permanent structure, use permanent marine caulk. And you just put a little bead of silicone in between the panels, and then you ratchet down that nut, and you can flip that thing upside down and paddle it. It's totally air and watertight.
Wow.
Pretty neat. Pretty neat.
Yeah, that's extremely neat. Could you, I'm not trying to totally milk you of all your information, I'm sure that's maybe on the website that I didn't see, but the fastener that you use, it's more than likely stainless steel?
The fastener to hold it to the pad?
No, the fasteners that hold the panels together.
Oh, yeah, everything, yeah. It's all fiberglass and stainless steel. When I say it's a land yacht, that's what I mean. I live in Alaska on the beach up here, and I've got a boat that was built in 1962. It's a 45-foot Chris-Craft, and the hull of my boat looks today like the day it was launched. In 62, that's 50 years ago. That's 50-year-old fiberglass. And the hull of my boat looks exactly like the day it was launched. It's Bristol. And so that's what we use. It's fiberglass and stainless steel bolts. It's maintenance free forever.
So under the head of the bolt, there would be some kind of a washer with a gasket maybe, or is there?
Wow. You really are mechanically minded. I'm impressed with your question, sir. Yes. On the outside, there is a plastic vinyl washer, which seals it from the water, the hole. On the inside is a stainless steel washer. And between the two of them, you're totally watertight and airtight.
Man, that sounds good. A lot easier on your back.
It works really good, trust me.
A lot easier on your back than spraying shotcrete, I'll tell you that.
Yo, yeah.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. Okay. I'm interested. Bye-bye.
It was an honor talking to you, sir. Okay, thank you for those great questions.
Don, I'm interested. If you're shooting a shotcrete, do you have to have a web of reinforcement steel on the dome itself?
No, not at all.
You don't? Okay. No. All right.
Not at all. Well, we can either buff it. There's two ways to do it. If we know in advance you're going to do it, we would buff it so it's a little bit rough instead of really smooth like a ski boat.
Right,
Or you could just put chicken wire, chicken mesh over it and shoot it on that, and you're done.
Okay. All right. The chicken wire would be inexpensive and quick to do. That would be good.
Oh, yeah.
In my younger years, I did a little commercial concrete work. That's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Well, if you've got a question or comment, ladies and gentlemen, we've got time for maybe one more call at 800-313-9443. I need to ask, Don, do you have everything in inventory and ready for immediate shipment?
That guy had some great questions, John. Excuse me. We do have a production queue, but depending on the number of units, we can usually have a unit out the door within a week to 10 days.
Okay. And all the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. The cost of the individual components. We calculate shipping once the order is placed. So you have to place your order, then we calculate the shipping, don't we, Don?
Yeah, well, obviously it depends on where they're at. And we can ship via truck, by sea, or by rail, anywhere on the planet. We literally are from the South Pole to the North Pole. We have a pod at the South Pole, actually several of them now. And we have the United States Navy uses us at the North Pole on the Arctic Ocean for research up there. In fact, that's that 60-minute show that you saw was on that. So we can ship anywhere on the planet.
Well, I'll pop Red Smoking, pushed out the back of a C-130 with some parachutes. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You bet.
Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay, then. Well, now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Oh. Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 20th of April, visiting with Mr. Don Kubley, the proprietor of InterShelter Domes. And this is an amazing product, a unique product. Nobody else on the planet is doing what you're doing, are they, Don?
No, we're the only critter like it anywhere. It's, as I said earlier, we've bridged for the first time since the Romans, we've bridged that gap between tents and stick-built houses or trailers. It's as portable and quickly erected as a tent, but once it's up, it's stronger than the house you're sitting in.
Right, right. An amazing product. Very affordable, I might add. You can get set up in a small dome for the price of a not terribly nice used car, quite frankly. And
it's true.
Yeah, and you know, and go from there. I mean, I kind of laughed. You know, you've probably seen these photographs of these tiny homes, tiny houses, and I look at those and I think, all the time and the effort, the craftsmanship to go into that, why not just get one of these domes and be done with it?
Well, also the expense. Some of those tiny houses are $40,000, $50,000, for heaven's sake.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way,
for
you people that go to John's site, I encourage you to order from his site if you do want some of one or more of our domes. But if you should happen to go directly to us, be sure to mention John that you came through from John, so that you get his excellent prices. We want to take good care of you if you came through John.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate that, Don. And of course, everything on my website is what is at your website with the same pricing. And you can pick and choose, just like going through a cafeteria line. Pick what you need. Don't take what you don't need. And make your choices. Get it delivered to whatever location you need it delivered to. Take a weekend and build yourself a home, right, Don?
It doesn't even take a weekend if you've got a couple buddies.
Yep.
But definitely you can do it in a weekend.
Absolutely. Don, I want to be cut off by the music. We're down to the last minute here. I want to thank you for coming on with me, and I want you to be a regular visitor as we move through this project of helping people become aware of the InterShelter Domes. So enjoy your day up there in Alaska, sir.
Oh, it's springtime in Alaska, so you bet I will, John. It's an honor to work with you, sir, and I'm available anytime you want to chat. I really enjoyed talking with all of your call-in listeners there this morning. They were very, very nice folks and had some great questions. And anytime you want to chat, I'd love to do it again.
Okay, thank you, Don. I appreciate it. I'll be in touch privately.
Thank you again for your service, John.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're just about out of time here today. Tomorrow, Ann Morrison has the day off. We'll have Dr. Phil Myers the second hour. And as always, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. Weekend coming up. I hope you got a fun weekend planned. That's what Americans look forward to, right, is the weekend, to do fun things. I know I do. I got several things scheduled and look forward to the weekend myself. It's springtime. Time to get out and get active. It is. Time to get out and get active and stretch out those muscles and that have been in hibernation all winter, so to speak. So in the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your farm's ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.